whatever you need. Who has it? All right. So since you know God's got it, he should be the first one you call on all the time. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, look to the hills. Let's come at your help. Hallelujah. Well, today is day number 26 of 2020. Tell somebody I'm still here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We could have been gone. Hallelujah. But we're here. May not be the best day you had before your body's concerned, but you're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're glad to be here. With all the aches and the schisms and the whoever the ism and anything else, we're here. Praise God. And we're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. And so with this, we give God glory and praise, because this is another day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that he allow you to be in his day. Hallelujah. We ought to give God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got no reason to complain. It's the Lord's day. Hallelujah. And everything in it is his. Hallelujah. So we give glory and honor and praise to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Allowing us to be in your midst one more time. We praise God for our presider, Elder Green. And we praise God for all other preachers in the house. To every elect official of the house of God, we praise God for you. And to every lay person, we praise God for you as well. Because everybody's special, everybody's important, everybody's precious. Hallelujah. Everybody is somebody. Hallelujah. And there's none of us in here more but important than the other. Hallelujah. Because your title you hold doesn't make you any better than anybody else. It's just a title man gave you. Hallelujah. But what God gives you, hallelujah, that's what matters. Hallelujah. So we praise God for our being what he'll have us to be. What time is it? It's good news time. It's good news in this bad news world. So we praise God for you. Our text today is in the book of Matthew, 13th chapter, and begin with verse 24. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand here, yielded spiritual man, mental man. We cast them all into your care that you may use us for your glory and your honor and your praise. Send forth your word through this vessel and anoint us for the task of proclaiming your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, pierce our hearts, our mind, and our spirit with your word. wash us with your blessed, precious blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted in thy sight. Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the people of God say amen. Hallelujah. Are we there? Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy had done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said unto, nay, leastwise ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather ye the wheat in my barn. Look at somebody and do like you did when you were schooling your child. Just point your face and say, leave the tares alone. Okay. All right. Now, say it like you would tell your child. They get me bawling things and you told them, leave it alone. And you got now about ready to knock them down. So you were telling them the last time. I said, leave them tares alone. We go through life wondering and concerned and troubled them about different things, bothering things that you have no business bothering with. Especially if somebody told you not to bother. And for some reason, when we tell a human not to do something, it makes them even more impelled to do what you don't want them to do. You're trying to help them from making some mistakes that maybe you have made, or your parents before you have made, or somebody they've seen has made, because you have been around longer than they have. You have experienced more things than they have. You have gained wisdom with your age. And you're trying to get them to advance beyond where you are. Okay? That's why we have history. But I didn't like history when I was taking it in school. The only one I liked was, I liked the U.S. history a little bit. Well, but that world history, it was just too much. Okay? But the Bible, the entire Old Testament, is history for us to learn from, for us to gain our faith from, for us to see what God has done, can do, and shall do. His word is printed there for us to learn from it so that we don't make the same mistakes that the old patriarchs did. Okay. History is something that we need to look more at before we make careless acts. Nations continue to fight because they keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. But if you see it didn't work for others, you ought to leave it alone. We as people have things going on in our lives that we just need to cast out of our minds. Okay. When we tell you to cast your cares upon the Lord, we're not talking about something concrete. We're talking about those things that got you upset. Those things that causing you to not be joyful, but to be sad. Some people are saddened to the point that they're actually taking their own life because the enemy has got them thinking nobody cares. All right? So get rid of it. Don't even go down that street. Jesus told you to let not your heart be troubled. But we'll let them tariffs come in there. And before we know, we got a field full of tariffs. Not many of the good seeds are showing. But leave it alone. There are things that we can do, but don't do. And there are things that we shouldn't do, we do. Paul said that when I would do right, evil was always there nugging at me. Said that, and I find myself not doing what I wanted to do, but doing what the evil man told us to do. Leave it alone. Jesus told you how to handle that. He said that, resist the devil. And when you resist him, he's gonna go away. But don't be mistaken and think that he's gone for good. He's gone for a little while, coming up with a new idea, Because the old one didn't work. So he goes back into the dugout and talk about his strategy with his demons and send them out with some new instruction. And there you are still worrying about the other one. Now you compound with something else. Because the word said, when the Lord has cleansed your house and you didn't put him in there as God. And so when your demon comes back and he looks through your window and see the house empty. Gone is clean. Nobody there got in the door. He goes back and grabs him a buddy. Go get some more. And come back with more than what you had in there beforehand. And he's now seven times worse than it was before. Hallelujah. You got to learn to leave that worrying alone. Say, neighbor, worry don't pay no bills. Worrying doesn't change anybody's mind. And it doesn't change anything they're doing. So why are you worried? All right. Leave it alone. Glory to God. Let the Lord handle what the Lord's supposed to handle. Did he not tell you to cast your cares on him? Did he not say, come unto him, all ye that burden and heavy laden, and I give you rest? Take my yoke and learn what I'm able to do. Learn the fact that my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Isaiah told us that surely he has carried our burdens and he has also carried our sorrow. He's taken care of our griefs. So why are you bothering with it? Okay, I'm not going to hold you long. I'm going to get on out of here. But the parable is one that Jesus gave. He's likened it to the kingdom of heaven. Letting you know that these things are going to happen in your spiritual walk. You can't handle it. He'll take care of it. You just know that when it happens, I don't need to do anything about it. Not now, because I go ahead of time and make things worse. But when the time is right, then when the time is right, he'll take care of it. Sometimes he allows things to happen in your life to teach you some patience or to let you know how much patience you have that you've been denying that you had it. Some of us can't grow spiritually because we are denying the patience the Lord gave us. But if you ain't got no patience, you don't have no faith. Faith called you to wait, knowing that it may be a long haul. But think about the song that said, it ain't gonna be this way. Always. Well, it said the kingdom of heaven is likened to the man that went out and sowed some good seeds in his field. You've been doing good deeds. Okay. And why you were not in place, it says, when men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares in the same place you've been sowing your good deeds. Why you took a break? Now we get tired. It don't take us much to get tired. We get tired of doing good. But the word told us, don't faint in your well-doing. And if you just hold on in due season, you're going to reap. Stop looking for it out of season. Know that when the time is right, God gonna show up. And he's gonna fix it every time. Yeah, while we took our break, we were faithful for a little while. And we took a break. And when you took your break, the enemy came. And I told you they didn't mean anything. That's putting on. And when you go back again, you got to start doing your work all over again. Because I got tired. Tell somebody else to do it. Well, the Lord called you to do it. And nobody else can do what you're supposed to do. Doesn't matter how good they are or how powerful they may have been spiritually. What you got to do, you got to do. Hallelujah. Yeah, the enemy came and sowed the tares amongst the wheat. And the blaze come up out of the soil. And while the two were young, they looked alike. Says Lynn, your salt and your sugar looked alike. And they prove how easy it is for you to choose the wrong one. So the servant said, Master, I looked at the fields today. And I saw some strange looking plants. Didn't you sow all good seeds? He said, yeah, I did. And this is a, he said, but where did the tares come from? Yeah. See, Sometimes they, he may have slipped them in your seed bag. You got so holy, you didn't think you can do no wrong. The devil don't bother you no more. Now, that's a true sign. If the devil ain't bothering you, something's wrong somewhere. Because the devil is always on his job. He doesn't get tired. He's trying to keep you from going to heaven. Well, the servant said, Master, do you want us to go out there and pull the tares up? Jesus said, no. Why are you pulling up the tares? You can also pull up my wheat. They're very close together. When you pull one plant up, two of them might come up. Because their roots got intertwined. And then you might pull up the wrong ones. Because they look alike. Leave the tares alone. Sometimes we try to clean out the church. We want to pull this one out, pull that one out, because it don't look right. They don't look like they're holy. Tell neighbor, you can't go on what they look like. Just leave them alone. Okay. So the master said, leave the tares alone. And I tell you what's going to happen. Let them both grow together. And when the time is right, Paul put it this way, said, judge nothing before the time. Matthew said, judge not. And if you do, you're going to be judged. Leave it alone. Just make sure you're right. Keep on growing together. And if you keep on growing together, the older you get, the more you're going to look like the real thing. You might be trying to be like you say, but you keep on growing, the ugly man going to come out. Everybody going to see. You just keep on sowing good seed. Stop doing eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. What are you talking about, Pastor? Stop getting your revenge. Stop getting people straightened out. Let God handle that. Casting all your cares, not some of them, but But every one of them leave the tares alone. Hallelujah. Let the wheat and the tares grow together. God said, when the time is right, I do the separating. Yeah. Because only God knows who's who. Only God knows the true heart. Only God knows who is the devil and who ain't the devil. Hallelujah. Did he not choose 12 disciples? And Jesus said one of them was the devil. The other 11 didn't even know that Judas was the devil. But Jesus knew all the while. He was born to portray Jesus. He was born to do the will of God. You can't stop it. It's God's job. Leave the tears alone and just rejoice. Like the word says, in all things, give him thanks. For this is the will of our God concerning you. Be thankful when they like it. Be thankful when they don't like it. Be thankful when you cast your side. When you criticize, when you ostracize, be thankful. God will pay at the end. Hallelujah. Therefore, Romans 8:1. Therefore, there's no more condemnation. So we walk around condemning people. Not knowing why you're condemning, you're sinning yourself. Because the word said, there ain't no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, and you know why ain't no condemnation? Because there's no sin you can commit. Why? Because Jesus removed us from the law. And where there's no law, there's no sin. If the state of North Carolina, General Assembly, removes all traffic laws, that man can't give you no ticket. Is that right, Officer Levi? You can speed as much as you want to. You can get on that 70 bypass. It got a 70 speed limit, but you can drive 150. And all he can do is just look, he might pull you over, but all he can do is just tell you slow down. So you won't kill yourself. Because ain't no law. But the law did not do away with the law. Okay. He satisfied our requirement. That's fulfillment. Because the wages of sin is Jesus died and paid for all our sins. All right, but it's only yours when you accept it. Somebody can die and leave you $1 million in the will, and you refuse to have it, so you ain't got no use. This that's as broke as you were before. Leave the tares alone. If you leave the tabs on, you'll be a whole lot happier. You'll be more pleased. You won't be walking around with all these frowns on your face. If you just leave the tabs alone. And allow the Lord to be the Lord, and you be the servant. Okay. Now tell him one more time, and use that finger again. Didn't I tell you to leave them tabs alone? God bless you. Gospel invitation extended to whosoever will. Will you come? If your life is filled with tears, you need to get rid of them by casting them to the Lord.